Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Lama Gimel, Brachos 33, and our Mishnah continues our discussion, which the Gemara has been discussing, about the laws of prayer, and our Mishnah will now clarify those things that are prohibited for people to recite during prayer. So says the Mishnah on 33b, towards the bottom, HaOmer, a person who says in the middle of their prayers, Al Kan Sipur Yagiu Rachamecha. A person who says, and Rashi points out, and Tosfos Yom Tov makes this point, that this is specifically going to be a prohibition for somebody to recite during their prayers, but not if they're just expounding something as a homily, but if they say in the middle of their prayers that Hashem is merciful upon the nest of a bird, meaning to say God is so merciful and your mercy is so great that they reach even a bird, that we know that there's a commandment in the Torah that for a person to send away the mother before taking the young baby birds or the eggs. And so therefore a person says in their prayer that it is prohibited for a person to say that. And also, the second thing that a person shouldn't say, Al Tov Yizacher Shemecha. If a person should not say in their prayers, for all the good things that you do for us, God, your name shall be remembered and your name shall be praised. That also is not something that a person should say. And the third thing that our Mishnah lists, if a person says in the blessing of Modim, of gratitude, if a person says Modim, Modim, the person doesn't just say Modim once, we thank you, God, but says it twice. In all of these cases, if a person does these things, Mishat Kinoto, we quiet this person and we do not want them to speak like in this manner. And so therefore, these are the three things that we quiet a person. If they say about a bird, God's mercy reaches the bird. And if we say that they say for the good, God should be remembered. And if the person says, thank you, thank you. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand why modim, modim, mishatkino. So I understand what the issue is if a person says the word modim twice, and for this reason we quiet the prayer, because mishum demilchsei kishtei rishuyos, because it looks like the person is accepting upon themselves two authorities, meaning to say that there is a God other than the Holy One, blessed be He. And so therefore we quiet such a person. And so too with respect to the same way we're required to mention, to praise God for the good, we're supposed to praise God for the things that appear to be bad. And so therefore for this reason, Al Tovi Zachar Shemecha Nami, Mashma alatova velo alra, that the reason why we quiet the person if he says, God, your name shall be mentioned and praised for all the good things you've done for us, we quiet the person because our approach is that just like we praise God for the good, so too we're supposed to praise God for the things that appear to us as bad. And so therefore we quiet the person, as it states in the Mishnah on 54a, Chayev Adam Levarach Ara Kashem Shemavarach Alatova, that it says in 54a that just like a person is obligated to thank God for the good, and bless God for the good, so too a person is supposed to bless God for the things that appear bad. And so therefore we quiet the person. And while Kan Sipur Yagiu Rachamecha, my time, and what's the reason why we quiet the person if he says that God's mercy revolves and goes upon the bird's nest? So there's two positions about what's the reason why we quiet the person. And Gemara says there are two authorities. In the land of Israel, there were two approaches. One was Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, and the other was Rabbi Yossi bar Zavida. So Chad Amar once says, "Mipnei shemati al kina b'maase bereishis," because by mentioning the bird's nest, that God has mercy upon the bird's nest, one is causing there to be jealousy amongst the creatures of the world, because it says, "Though only on the birds God has mercy, and not on all the other creatures." And so therefore we don't want to God is not just giving mercy to the birds, God's giving mercy to all the creatures. And so too, what's the second explanation? And one says that the reason why we quiet this person is because we are making like his commandments as though they are commandments of mercy, because it says though From his prayer, it seems like that God has commanded us to send away the mother because God has mercy upon the birds. And really, that's not the case. Ve'enon el gezeros. God's commandments to us are not done. The reason why God gives us commandments are not from the aspect of mercy. We're not doing them from the aspect of mercy, but rather we're doing them from the aspect of commandments in order to demonstrate that God, that the Jewish people are the servants of God, and we guard his commandments and his laws and his everything that he tells us to do in the Torah. So we're not doing God's commandment because we view them as merciful, but rather because we are obligated to do them. This is the explanation of Rashi. And so even though there is an aspect of mercy to this commandment, nevertheless, that's not the goal of the mitzvah. The goal of the commandment is just for us to show that we are servants of God and we're fulfilling his will. And just like the commandments that have no explanation, we do without understanding them. So to this one, even though it seems like it's about mercy, that's not the reason why we do it. The Ramban and the Meiri take a different approach, and they say that the intent of the Gemara is to demonstrate that the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, of sending away a mother bird, is not from the aspect of demonstrating mercy upon the bird, because in the end, the bird is we're going to be killing the baby bird or the eggs, but rather it's to inculcate mercy within ourselves. That's the purpose. The purpose is not for there to be mercy upon the birds, but for us to demonstrate that we are becoming a more merciful people. And therefore, a person who praises God for his mercy is missing that point.